Joy Tactics.
Oh, please give me my walker. Oh, so help me.
You didn't earn it today. Help. Ah, psh, ah, psh, ah, psh. The elderly slayer. I got a vengeance.
Oh, so you got new sunglasses too, Jack.
Well, new didn't for you? Today.
Don't lie. Yes.
Okay. The honest truth is these
but are they
new.
Oakleys?
Oakleys?
No. Oakleys? These are like the most 10-cent type of glasses you could have.
Oh, shit. The fucking 2012 3D glasses.
Yeah,
the
frame.
You know what is a the biggest red flag in sunglass history is if somebody walks around wearing like sunglasses they got just at, I don't know, maybe they were like handed out at like a corporate event and they're like neon green on the
You're talking
the
about
side.
The classic Ray-Ban shape, but produced
yeah,
by
yeah,
like...
but like produced in like the most abysmal like Chinese factory possible.
Yeah.
Like
with
just
the kind of
like children put them together.
Lenses.
And it says Hyatt Regency on the side.
And those are just well, your those are just like your regular day to day like sunglasses.
Those imagine this. A pair of neon green sunglasses like that. A drawstring backpack from a community college and a 12-inch dick.
Yo, yeah. Yo.
That's it? No arms, no legs?
That's
oh, hell
unstoppable.
No. I'm tripping out, man. Just a brain
no organs.
That man would be unstoppable.
Man, how interesting. Oh, well. All right. Today...
All right, today we're getting
do we let them have it today in regards
to we fucking must
Joy Tactics.
It's about time we unleashed. Yeah, and
we're finally unleashing.
Finally unleashing our talents, and we've been keeping them boxed up, and now it comes out on the elderly episode.
What's the oldest thing in the world?
Trees. Yeah. Scratch that. Rocks.
Yeah.
Scratch that. Water that's been recycled since the dawn of time. Huh. Yes.
I think rock's older, right?
Rock's older than water?
Rock became rock form before water.
Okay, agree to disagree. Agree to disagree. Because what I know is that we were initially a water planet, and then rock came to us via meteorites.
We were a ball of drop of water? What was under the water, bro?
Nothing, just energy. I don't know. And none of us can really know. That's what I want to say to all these so-called scientists. You're pretty much confidently guessing, right? But you don't know and nothing.
Did you see that the physics confirmed my theory that I put on Joy Tactics about fucking 200 episodes ago?
What
which
the fuck?
Was that the Big Bang, before the Big Bang, there was... another Big Bang, 17 gazillion years before that. Before that, another Big Bang, Big Bangs, Big Bangs. We're just in repeat cycles, and that is what that is what different dimensions are. Time is not linear.
Come again? Time is not what?
I'm not saying it again, dude.
Say it
again,
man. I want you to say that bullshit one more time. Time is not what?
Linear.
Nah, you're out of your damn head.
If time's not linear, why am I fucking 34 right now instead of
exactly
negative six?
Exactly.
Prove me wrong. I'm not negative six. Prove me wrong.
Oh, yeah,
that's right.
I have
right.
a question.
Wait,
real quick.
Just real quick.
What?
This is a question for Jack.
What? Oh,
just in regards to Fortnite. I have leveled up to, I don't know, like level 20 or something like that. Does that mean that when you go into the fucking island, you're... because I've noticed that the players I'm playing against have gotten a lot better. Am I in an arena with people that are in my level pool? Because I've noticed
that's
a
right.
significant change in the... is that right?
That's correct, man. You're entering the big leagues. Yeah, get ready.
I'm getting smoked, dude.
Take it
Take
seriously,
me back to
man.
Fucking the NPC fucking
I see you up in there.
Same thing's
happening
to me in Black Ops 6. I don't want to brag about it, but yeah, same thing. Exact fucking thing's happened to me in Black Ops 6. My skill's getting out of hand.
Black Ops.
Anyways, what were you going to say, Eric? I cut you off.
Oh, I wanted to quickly chat about Indigo Children.
The band?
Indica?
No, let me look up the definition of Indigo Children.
All right, Indigo. You get one pass here, but we're not talking about children. We're talking about elderly.
I know, but before... Indigo Children are a new age concept for individuals often born from the 1970s onward. Believed to possess unique traits like high intuition, check, strong will, check, check, and a sense of purpose to challenge outdated systems and bring spiritual evolution. Check, 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 check. Often described with an indigo aura and characteristics such as being creative, check, independent, check, check, and clashing with authority, check plus. While considered gifted, they're seen as spiritual pioneers, though the concept lacks scientific basis and overlaps with traits sometimes diagnosed as ADHD. Wow. I just was watching something on this and I thought, if me, Nate, and Jack aren't indigo children, I'll do something fucking crazy on Facebook Live. Do you guys feel like we might be?
Nate, what did Eric just say?
Indigo children are in touch with the void. What did I just say?
He did. You weren't listening, man?
I'm doing a listening test on Nate.
I know exactly. I listen to every fucking... I'm such an active listener on this podcast. I can repeat anything you guys have fucking said in the past 150 episodes we've done. Okay?
Holy shit. All right, my bad. So, yeah, there's a reason. I used to joke about this on stage until I realized how serious I was about it, which is that, yeah, there's a reason we were all three of us held back and put into special needs programming.
Right.
Because of the power that the government knew. Let me point this out. Raise a hand if the hospital that you were born in no longer exists. All right.
I don't know. So you mean they had to destroy your records from the root?
That's what I'm saying. L Street, Washington, D.C.
Fuck. You were born mysteriously close to the center of politics in the United States. Why have I not?
How interesting. And mysteriously close to the Pentagon. Aha. Interesting.
And that's from what enough. I remember, you were in the NICU for about 12 months before they went home to your parents. And I think you have a little shunt at the back of your head where they were sucking intelligence out of. Feeding it right into the Pentagon databases.
Let's see. Can we cut this? This is 8 minutes in. I think cut the last 30.
You know what makes me sick is the word shunt.
Shunt. I don't think I've ever heard that. What does that mean?
Yeah, shunt.
It's a medical disgusting term or not term. You disgusting shunt.
Get out of here. Shunt.
You fucking shunt. Oh, I need to say this. I'm watching a new series. It's called the fucking Game of Thrones, The Tall Ass Knight.
The spinoff?
Yeah. And it's a prequel, bro. It's so cozy and good. I just have to, I was skeptical and then I watched it and it's really good.
Game of Thrones. What is the most magical Game of Thrones gets? What's the most magical element of Game of Thrones? Is it dragons? Because that's what.
I think it should be onset
chemistry. Are there warlocks?
Well,
onset chemistry is.
I think in the ones that came out in the 2010s, yeah, there's fucking magic and dragons. But in this one, it's pretty chill. It's just kind of a classic medieval story.
Could the Blue Wizard fit into the Game of Thrones universe?
For a price. For a very high price.
How much is the IP to somebody to license it? If somebody wants to, on their own, write a feature length Blue Wizard script,
20 million liquid, or simply this, a part, just one simple part in the project.
Not as the Blue Wizard.
Anything, bartender.
Whoa, now slow down there, horsey. That was only but a teaser. Just a little taste of what I can only assume is one of the most fire podcast episodes ever recorded. Head over to patreon.com/joytactics now to unlock this crazy ass fucking episode while simultaneously getting in at the ground floor of an exclusive community of like-minded individuals using positivity to change the world. Cheers.